Hi, boys and girls. Like you, Santa is listening to the Merry Little Podcast of MyMerryChristmas.com. Oh, 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 oh.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock.
Greetings and welcome to this, the 25th episode of the Merry Little Podcast of MyMerryChristmas.com. My name is Jeff Westover, head usher at the Merry Forums of My Merry Christmas, where we have been continually celebrating Christmas since 1991. For the record, it is the middle of May 2018, and we're just about to enter one of the biggest sub-seasons of Christmas that happens every year. A lot of people do this, and others have no clue that this ever happens. It's called Christmas movie season, and it kicks off right around Memorial Day. You see, some just like to fire up the grill and then get their merry on.
I'm going to give you to the count of 10 to get your ugly, yellow, no good keister off my property.
For years at My Merry Christmas, we have commissioned surveys about Christmas to kind of take the seasonal temperature of folks out there, and the questions we have asked over time have run the gamut. Who drinks eggnog versus who makes eggnog? Who opens presents on Christmas Eve instead of Christmas morning? Will this year be a Merry Christmas or not? These are the things of which our surveys are made. The attitudes of Christmas we see are constantly shifting. But Christmas is also stubbornly traditional, and nowhere is Christmas more stubborn than in Christmas movies. Of course, you know movies like It's a Wonderful Life and television programs such as Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer are must-watch traditional elements of every holiday season. Those are things that you just have to see by the glow of the tree. But we were studying some off-season polls of the past that we have gathered for several years and compared them to a poll that we ran offline across the United States in just the past 90 days or so. The topic we were studying was Christmas movies, trying to compare trends of the past to trends we might be seeing this year about movies. We haven't in the past specifically asked the question of when people like to watch Christmas movies in particular, because we assumed, and wrongly it appears, that most people watch their Christmas movies in December, when it's Christmas. These surveys all told us that not only were we wrong on those assumptions, but that we were missing a bigger picture when it came to Christmas movie watching. So we did another poll, a fresh slate, if you will, you could say, on the topic of Christmas movies. We wanted to know what Christmas movies that you watch when it's not Christmas, and when exactly do you watch them, and why? We were shocked to learn that there is one time of the year that is much, much bigger for Christmas movie watching than we ever knew. It squarely falls between Memorial Day and Labor Day. Isn't that curious? In the movie business, that's the season of the summer blockbuster. When I was a kid, and look out youngsters, I'm about to spew about the old days here. The big Star Wars movies and the like that came out just as school was ending, all of us would hit the same movie over and over and over if it was good enough all summer long. I can recall the year that E.T. came out, and if you're a millennial, Google it, kids, because I know you'll never watch it, and none of you have, and as a generation, I would tell you that your movie knowledge is pathetic. Anyway, the year that E.T. came out, and specifically that summer, my little brother was working one of his first jobs as a popcorn dude at the local movieplex. He couldn't drive, and I was assigned by my parents to pick him up every night from work, mostly because I had no problem staying up until 1 in the morning, and, well, they didn't want anything to do with that. Of course, I'd leave a little early, and he would let me into one of the late-running shows, and I'd watch movies until he got off of work. I must have seen the second half of E.T. 40 times that summer. That was your prototypical summer blockbuster of the time. Well, that kind of thing doesn't happen as much anymore, largely because we all get our movies from more places now than ever. We have Netflix, we have on-demand movies and Hulu, and of course we have our own libraries now, generations of collections of DVDs and Blu-rays that have kept us constantly entertained. But back in the day, you young punks, we watched movies on the big screen or on television where they were interrupted by commercials and frequently edited. What our surveys show from the past is that while summer blockbusters of the past 20 years have more or less faded as a thing, other movies from the past have stepped up to fill the summer movie void. And those movies are Christmas movies. Yep, you heard me right. Just about anywhere you go from Memorial Day to Labor Day, you might hear on a sweltering summer night something like this.
Hey, have you seen these toilets? They're ginormous!
Well, this is all interesting to think about. As Christmas fanatics, of course, we get it. Summer is just movie watching season in general, and any kind of Christmas nut is going to want some Christmas in the summer. Who doesn't pull the blinds, crank up the air conditioner, light a candle, and put on a Christmas movie in July? You do that, don't you? Well, we learned a couple of things in asking those kinds of questions. First of all, there is a market and a demand for Christmas movies in the dog days of summer. Hallmark, which is producing 30-plus movies this year to show between Halloween and Christmas, doesn't make that many movies in a year to only make money from them between Halloween and Christmas. They make a huge amount of money from those movies during the summer. Christmas cable watching is big business, and Hallmark traditionally does really well, comparatively speaking, especially in the month of July, when other television offers are dying from lack of viewers. Why? It's Christmas. It sells, even in July on Hallmark. But summer is also a downtime, a time of vacation and leisure. And just as sure as the vacationing wanderer might get off the beaten path as he explores America in his camper, the vacationing Christmas movie watcher varies greatly from the traditional movie fans of December. Here, fresh off the press, from our survey taking, are the top 10 Christmas movies that are going to be watched this summer, just as we surveyed them across the country these past several weeks. Number 10, Bad Santa. When was the last time you saw that on a top 10 list? Number 9, The Muppet Christmas Carol. Okay. Number 8, The Polar Express. Number 7, Scrooged. Number 6, The Santa Claus. Number 5, While You Were Sleeping, arguably not really a Christmas movie. Number 4, Home Alone. Number 3, Die Hard. Number 2, Christmas Vacation. And number 1, Elf. Now, when you listen to that list, what do you observe? Well, it's a very different list. All of those are no doubt about it Christmas movies, but where are the classic? Where is It's a Wonderful Life, Miracle on 34th Street, and The Bishop's Wife? The oldest movie on this list that came out from our recent survey of summer Christmas movies came out in 1989. Which in the world of Christmas movies makes this top 10 list extraordinarily contemporary? That should give you a clue as to who is doing this summer Christmas movie watching and what's on their minds. Yep, it's the young, you Gen Xers, and dare I say it, you millennials, who are hankering for Christmas during the dog days of summer. But why those movies? Well, we got some interesting answers to that question. By far, the most common reason for those movies is because there are simply too many must-see Christmas movies when it is actually Christmas. There's just not enough time to fit it all in. In other words, summer is the time to fill out the schedule seeing the movies they missed or simply didn't have time for last Christmas. If that's true, then what really are the big movies of December? Well, that's actually an old question, one we have been asking since 1998 when we first started doing these surveys, and it is amazing how consistent the list is of the top 10 for the month of December. Number 10, Home Alone. Number 9, Christmas Vacation. Number 8, The Muppet Christmas Carol. Number 7, White Christmas. Number 6, The Bishop's Wife. Number 5, The Santa Claus. Number 4, Miracle on 34th Street. Number 3, Elf. number two, A Christmas Story, and number one, It's a Wonderful Life. Of course, all of this is subjective stuff. For the complete story on all of our off-season Christmas movie surveys, please see the post at mymerrychristmas.com and talk about your favorite Christmas movies with us of summer by joining us at the Merry Forums of My Merry Christmas. And while you're there, consider becoming a premier member of the forums, which gives you year-round access to Kringle Radio, our commercial-free stream of Christmas music, as well as our audio archive of more than 60 hour-long episodes of The Merry Podcast, an exclusive for our year-round Christmas fanatic audience of premier members. And for the Merry Forums of My Merry Christmas, this is Jeff Westover wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas. Jingle bell, jingle bell.